Reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us to talk Sabres hockey on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres are in Montreal for a game against the Canadiens tonight. They're above 500, 7-6-2 on the season. Let's go back to last Saturday's game against Ottawa, an offensive explosion where the Sabres scored 9 goals. Bill, take us inside the arena. What was that like?
Well, I think that was a very special afternoon for a lot of fans and even the players. It started with honoring Jason Pominville for his 1,000th NHL game, and it was a pretty emotional ceremony with his whole family. And Jason Pominville is one of the most popular Sabres in recent memory. I think he's one of the best players in franchise history. And then he goes out and he scores a couple goals. The Sabres end up scoring 9. They hadn't scored that many at home in over 10 years. They hadn't scored that many in any game in almost 10 years. And I think everyone just ate it up because there just haven't been games like that in years and years. And the fans were counting up the goals and demanding another one. That used to be a staple of the odd and in better days at KeyBank Center. And I think for one of the few times in the last 5, 6, 7 years, fans left the rink with some special memories. I mean, that's a game I don't think anyone's ever really going to forget. And how many games can you really say that about in the last little while?
Well, Pominville seems reinvigorated this season ever since he moved to the top line with Jack Eichel and Jeff Skinner. They've been one of the best lines in the NHL.
You can argue they've been the NHL's best line for the past 3 weeks. The numbers kind of prove it out. And Jason Pominville, it's so odd that you would talk about a guy that's about to turn 36 playing his best hockey ever, but he might be. This is one of his best stretches ever. And this is a guy who's been an all-star, who's scored 30 goals 3 times, who's had 80 points, but he's been on fire. He's been going to the net. He fits in perfectly with that line. And now it's to the point with him where I don't really expect him to have 40 goals or 85 points, but you wonder if he could score 25 or 30 goals and have 60 or 70 points. He's playing that well. And when you look at the number of 35, 36 years old in the NHL, there aren't very many. Most of them are playing in a reduced role. there aren't too many 35-year-olds on the first line. So what he's doing is really incredible. Sabres are reaching a point with him. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. We talked about this a little last week. I think at this point, you think he'll be back. But now, does he get a 2-year deal? How much money does he get? He's been that good where the Sabres could be looking at bringing him back maybe for a couple of years. In the ceremony Jason Pominville received and all the outpouring from fans and former teammates and players and the support he's received, if you ask me, he deserves it. He's been a professional on and off the ice for so long. He's been the most accountable Saber for years and years, and he just deserves everything he gets, in my opinion.
Well, despite all that, the Sabres have lost 4 of their last 5 games. 2 of those were overtime losses. But you wrote there were a number of positives to take away from losses last Thursday against Ottawa and from Sunday's game against the New York Rangers. What are some of those?
For starters, they're generating a lot of shots, a lot of offense. They have 40 or more shots in 3 straight games. If they can do it tonight against the Canadiens for a 4th straight game, that'll be only the second time in franchise history they've had 40 or more shots in 4 games, and the first time since 1975. So that doesn't happen very often. And what we're seeing within games, I think, is just a newfound maturity. We're seeing them meshing. We're seeing their confidence. And when they face any adversity, they're not really straying from what makes them do well. They're just kind of plowing ahead. If they get scored on, a goal or two or whatever, they keep doing the same things. They're consistent. They do what makes them successful, and that's a sign of a good team. And so far, it hasn't paid off with a lot of wins. But if they keep doing that, it'll certainly translate to wins. And if they can keep pumping 40 shots on goal a game, certainly they'll win more than they lose.
Sabres in Montreal tonight, a 7:30 start, then back home Saturday for a game against Vancouver. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.